You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. It feels good to be back. I feel like I haven't done this in a while. Sometimes I record my episodes back to back, and when I do that, I have a little bit more time to focus on other things in my life. But when I do this, then I feel like I haven't been here in a while. But to you, you've heard me every week. And so it's a different perspective, right? And so this week is all about finding your true and authentic self in today's world. Wow, now this is definitely a theme for myself. How to find your true and authentic self in today's world. In today's world, what the hell is happening in today's world? So many things. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. And just from my own personal experience, there are days where I wake up and I feel excellent and I feel good and I'm in the groove and, you know, I take a moment to have a cup of coffee and I sit down and either I read and journal, you know, I turn on my heater and sit in front of my heater and it's just warm and cozy and I feel good. And then I sometimes will start to get anxious, and I'm starting to notice that just coffee is impacting me, like the caffeine from the coffee. It's like I'm drinking way too much, and I don't know if I'm becoming more sensitive to it. But I'm noticing, right? I'm noticing, like, why do I feel so anxious? So, you know, 11 o'clock comes around, noon, and I'm feeling utterly anxious. And my brain is feeling scattered. And just today, I've noticed this before, but, you know, and this is just one example, right? It's just the more that we observe and become mindful of the things that are impacting us, the more that we have power to change those things, okay? So coffee for me is just one example. Maybe you've had the same situation, like, holy shit, why do I feel so anxious? Well, for me personally, it would be the caffeine. So it's gonna be challenging, but I'm gonna try and do no caffeine for a while and see how that goes. I'm certainly going to be impacted, I can only imagine, but I think it'll be good for my system overall, for my mentality, my emotions. So the message here is to start noticing what you do that helps you feel aligned with your true self, with what feels good within yourself, within your heart, what feels exciting, what feels like you are living the life that you want to live. And just to be mindful of the things that are impacting you that do not feel that way, right? And it could just be a one-time experience, you know, just because one thing happens that stirs you up a little bit or makes you feel agitated doesn't mean you have to entirely get rid of it. It could just be a one-time occurrence, right? But it's more about those things that consistently don't feel aligned with your highest self, right? Consistently. And that's the key, right? Is paying attention. And that's how you can align more with your true and authentic self, is by noticing, for example, is it my friends? Is it the people that I'm hanging out with? Is it a particular person? Is it an environment? Do I need to change things within my home, within my room? And I'm just gonna spill the beans on myself. That's so hilarious. I feel so old saying that. You know, like, my room has been consistently, like, messy. Like, I feel like a little kid. It's crazy. Like, I will clean my room and it'll feel great. And then I swear to God, like 2-3 days later, it's like something insane happened in my room again. I'm like, what the hell happened? And I'm just like totally scatterbrained. And so I'm thinking to myself, and this might be a silly example, but it's, you know, in today's world, right? That's the theme here, and that's the topic. Things can get overwhelming. Things can add up very, very quickly. We can buy things, we consume things. We love to consume things as human beings in general, not everyone. But this can overwhelm us. In the moment, it might feel cool, it might feel good, it might feel healing that we go and we shop for little things here and there. Oh, we had a bargain. Oh, it was on sale. And then it starts to rack up. And then we start to feel overwhelmed. Oh my God, we have too many things. And so that's been my personal issue. And it might sound like a silly example, but it really impacts you. It gets to you. It's unnecessary shit that you're adding to your life. Okay, so it doesn't have to be physical material. It could be accumulation of unhealthy thoughts, adding things to your life that are just unnecessary, doing things, habits that are not helping you. They're totally hindering you. So allowing yourself to get rid of those things that are going to liberate you from the current madness that you are consistently feeling. And I'm talking about this from my own personal experience, but I'm also receiving messages as I am recording this, which is how all of my podcast episodes go. You know, I close my mind and I just start receiving information. Allowing yourself to get rid of the things that are bogging you down. Now, this is challenging. This is not easy because it gives you comfort in some way, right? Things that are ultimately in the long run uncomfortable for you, they somehow give you comfort because you're used to it, right? You're used to the habit, you're used to the unhealthy relationship, you're used to someone putting you down, you're used to the environment that holds you back. You're used to feeling a certain way, you're used to feeling like a victim, you're used to giving yourself excuses. We allow ourselves to bombard ourselves. We do it to ourselves ultimately. But the more mindful you are of how something is impacting you, that's what gives you the power. You have to remove yourself mentally, emotionally, just observe it, right? So I did a channeled message earlier, trance channeled message that will be posted on YouTube. And I trance channeled this information about observing yourself and these emotions that pop up. What is it that's triggering these upsetting emotions in you? Oftentimes it's just a memory or a thought or something that happened, and all of a sudden now you're going on this whole whirlwind of thoughts in your mind, and it's taking you down a rabbit hole in your own mind, and you're getting so upset, so stressed out, so anxious. And it's like, as soon as you recognize that, then you have the power to change it. You observe the emotions from a different perspective. Okay, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling pissed off, I'm feeling whatever it is. I'm going to now step back a moment and look. So that really is the main key here. In being and finding and stepping into and aligning with your truest, most authentic self in today's world is noticing and then taking responsibility for your own life. It's hard to do this when there's so many things that we could easily distract ourselves with. Ah, social media, ah, Facebook, ah, Instagram. Oh my gosh, what's that person doing? Ah, school. What's the next trending thing? Oh, the next trending thing. We all get caught up in these things, whether we realize it or not. We all do it. So we need these things, right? And yes, we have necessary things that we certainly do need in life, right? We have things that make things easier for us and more comfortable, and we want to go on adventures and this and that. But to be your true authentic self is getting rid of the things that are bogging you down, because you have to make space to be your true authentic self. You have to make the space. You can't keep adding and adding and adding and adding and adding, and then all of a sudden you're not going to be able to breathe. You can't see anymore. You don't even know who you are anymore because you have too much stuff. And this is not even necessarily materialistic stuff. This could be constantly seeking reassurance from other people. It could be constantly needing something mentally. It could be constantly feeling like you have to do something. You have to be constantly busy. You have to constantly be doing something. You have to be shopping to heal yourself. It's like, okay, recognize what it is that you are bombarding yourself with. Recognize that. Get it out. Get out a piece of paper. Write it out. What am I bombarding myself with? What is it? Is it stuff? Oh, maybe it is stuff. Is it materialistic? Is it relationships? Is it harsh thoughts? Is it, what is it? And for me, I'll tell myself, that's fine. I have way too many freaking books. So this is what I do is books are very helpful. They are resourceful. They give you answers. They give you inspiration. But my problem is what I do is I get bored. And, I find myself at the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Half Price Bookstore, the Book Loft down the street from where I live in German Village, right? And so I browse, and it's fun. It's like a little adventure, right? And I get into it, and then I bring the book home, and then all of a sudden, I look at it for like 2 days, and then I stack it on top of the, and then I'm moving books around. It's just madness. It's madness. And then, 6 months later, a year later, I'm going in and I'm donating these books. So it's like, okay, what's the answer? All right, if I'm feeling like I want to look at books, for example, why don't I just go to the library, huh? I could go to the library, I could rent the book, and then I can give it back. That's what I'm going to start doing. So find an alternative, okay? So you don't have to necessarily just like throw something out if you don't want to. You can donate it, right? You can donate it. You could burn it. I thought of burning it, if it's okay to burn, right? Literally burning it out in the backyard or wherever, depending on what it is. The joy of the magic and joy of tidying up by Marie Kondo, right? That book saved my life. It has truly like saved my sanity. So you have to make room for your true and authentic self, right? That's what this is all about. Oftentimes we feel like we just need to keep filling the void that we're feeling inside, right? And it's like, don't you ever come to a point where you're like, oh, just get rid of it? I think I remember my mom saying something like this, like growing up, like feeling so stressed. Like she was like, oh my gosh, I just want the house to burn and then I wouldn't have to think about it anymore. And I know that's scary and traumatic, and maybe that has happened to you. And of course she doesn't really want that to happen. But in this mental state, it's like, what do we really need? We need room for ourselves to breathe, to see what it is that we want. And I don't mean to get rid of everything, because when you think about your craft, the thing that you want to share with the world, you might need necessary objects and tools and platforms and mediums and those different items, right? But do we need 100 million of them? No. Right? Do we need the relationship that keeps hurting our feelings? No, we don't. We somehow think that's what we need because we're trying to fill some sort of void. We don't want to confront the fact that we just need to focus on ourselves. We put so much time and energy into this relationship that we're so terrified of getting rid of it that we won't know what to do. And yet, you will know what to do. The answer will come, I promise you. I promise you, and everything's going to be okay. You will heal. You have to give yourself healing. You have to give yourself that space. So ask to be guided. asked to allow yourself to know what it is that you need to do to give yourself the space to see your authentic self, your true self. That's one answer, right? This is one answer. But that's going to be the answer for this episode, for this answer. How can I be my true and authentic self in today's world? That's what it is. Do you need to delete a social media platform? Do you need to let go of a relationship, a friendship? Do you need to write a letter to send someone off, to bless them, to forgive them? Do you need to donate these things for yourself? It's hard work. It's not easy. It can feel like you're literally dying going through this process, because you know why? You are growing, you're blooming, you're making space for your true authentic self. That's what you're doing. And it's scary as shit. It's scary. But have someone that's supportive. Have someone that can help you. Have someone that can encourage you. We all need encouragement. Okay? We don't need it every single day, every single second, every single moment. No. Because there's lots to learn in those moments by ourselves when we're just connecting with our source and our higher power. There's a lot to learn in those moments where we feel like we have to surrender, or we're crying and feeling like, what the hell do I do next? There's a lot to learn in those moments when we are at the end of our rope, where we feel like, what do we do? And then all of a sudden we feel that connection to God, the universe. Oh my God, now I know what I need to do. So there can be such blessing in those moments of feeling despair and hopeless, right? There is a blessing in those moments because we feel that we are now open to that answer. We don't have to get to that state, no, but if we are, we can feel that connection. So there you have it. That is the message that was channeled through me to you, and always for the highest good. Let me know what helped you. Like this, subscribe to this, join me in my world, book a reading, join the circle. I'm so excited to have you, to have this. Reach out, share this message. And if you have a question, let me know. I'm here to help. Until next time, and so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.